Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Happy April 1st. This is Audrey, and you are listening to Miracle Manifesting Mondays. So today, we are going to speak about the Resurrection of Spirit, Freedom, and Transformation Day, May 4th. But first, we're going to begin, and we're going to now begin with our affirmation, intention, and prayer first. Then we will be doing our breathing this morning. So get comfortable. Take off your shoes. Loosen your belt. Open your collar. Really allow yourself to get rest. This is your time right now to nurture and nourish yourself physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And you can be sure that that will also move into such areas as financially, relationship, professionally, and personally. So now, allow your energy, your being, to open and feel and allow this. I am a sparkling piece of the divine heart. I am a sparkling piece, P-I-E-C-E and P-E-A-C-E. I am a sparkling piece of the divine heart. And again, I am a sparkling piece of the divine heart. And now as you feel with this, move with this, and allow this, take in a nice deep breath, golden energy into your heart. Hold, and now gently, easily, through your nose, release. Let go. Good. Breathe in golden light, pink and white and green, up your root chakra, up your spinal cord. Breathe in, breathe in. Hold. And gently exhale through your breath. Breathe in through all your pores, all of whom you are. Light, love, peace, glory, miracles. Hold. And gently exhale. Let go. Oxytocin breath. Breathe in again into the core of who you are, to your essence. Golden sparkling light with silver flecks. And release from every aspect of your being. Now we're going to do a cleanse. Breathe in white, shiny light with gold and silver flecks. Let this clear all of who you are, your thought patterns, your emotions, physical and spirit. And as you exhale, you are letting go of any outmoded, no longer needed ways of being. Release. Let go. And it goes to the realm of healing and light. Take in another full, beautiful, white, golden, silver, flex breath. Hold, cleanse, clear, allow, let go. And exhale to the realm. realm of healing and light. Anything that has curtailed you, sadness, anger, rage, pain, confusion, dizziness, overwhelm, upset, regret, let it go. And again, breathing golden, golden, golden light filled with white and silver specks. Heal every aspect of who you are. Let this beautiful golden light heal. 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 And exhale and release. Be at peace. Now, as you feel ready, you can gently, gently, gently and easily wiggle your fingers and toes. Gently, slowly, slowly, slowly and easily move your hands. Wiggle your fingers. Move your feet through your ankles. Gently pat your body at your own pace. Gently begin to move your head back and forth on your neck, up and down slowly, easily, and gently. And at your own pace, you may gently and easily open your eyes. Welcome. Now, we have been in the midst of a bunch of holidays. The new moon. 10 days ago, spring. The spring equinox. Passover. The holiday of freedom. Freedom from slavery, which means for everyone, internal and external slavery. Slavery of the mind, of thought. Consider what thoughts you may have or that may be running rampant on the planet that hold you or anyone else in thrall, in slavery, in chain. Take a moment, look at that. What emotion do you or anyone you know or that you've noticed on the earth that people or you or anyone else, I, any of us, may feed that actually damages the person? And anything other than love, gratitude, feelings of that kind actually damage the person. Now, if someone is feeling sadness or pain, or rage, or anger, it doesn't mean that you can snap a finger and release, although a master can, by the way. However, what is important is to refrain from fueling that energy. Allow it to move through you. Or coat the energy with love and light. With emotions or energy. Energy in motion, emotion. Ask it what it needs from you. What it's looking to teach you. Where it came from. And if it's old and outmoded and is truly not yours, certainly be willing to let it go. Tell it to go. Release it. And you can be sure, in the days we are living, much is showing up. Much, 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 much. So allow yourself to be in the inquiry. And allow yourself, first and foremost, all the time to love yourself. In the midst of anything you may be experiencing, seeing, feeling, reading, knowing, imagining, love yourself. If you're not sure how, imagine what it would feel like. Imagine something you love, you adore, whether it's a baby, a gorgeous flower, a sport, a gorgeous dress, yummy food, a particular person, and that feeling of warmth and happiness and joy and elation and ease that comes inside of you. When you think of that situation or person, turn it towards yourself and bless yourself. And remember, you are a sparkle, a piece of divinity. Love that. Add energy to that. And the internal dialogue, the id, ID, internal dialogue, that may be rattling around, saying things of another sort, such as some of the junk mind says, and other people I know that I've discussed, you're too old, you're too young, you're too tall, you're too short, you're not good enough, you're going to fail, you're never going to make it, it won't work. No one will like you. Nobody does like you. You're stupid. You're whatever it is. And even if you think it's true and you can think you can prove it by situations in your life, be well aware it is untrue, it is false. They are old thought patterns, either from your subconscious, from past lives, from parallel existences, from the very energy and the environment in which you live or walk through or pass through the media. Be willing to let them go. Tell them to go. Ask the divine help. Be an energy healer. And be well aware that healers see healers. We are in the age of Aquarius, the beginning, it's true, still on the cusp. And so there is a major shift from the energy and vibration and the unfinished stuff from the age of Pisces. As I've been saying, this business of being a victim and a savior is not the way things, life, the realm of living is now. Which brings us to the resurrection of spirit. We all are made of spirit. All of us. Every single one of us. Every single thing. A flower, a cat, a dog. Even though, and I really don't like saying this, even a cockroach. Sorry. And humans all come from spirit. There's nowhere else to come from. And whether you're a scientist and looking at the Higgs boson particles, what some are calling the God particle, that the last I heard has yet to be discovered, but maybe it has been. Whether people yet discover it in our lifetimes, which they probably will, everything comes from that, from the invisible. Invisible to most of us because we see with third dimensional and third dimensional mentality and third dimensional equipment. But we are shifting and changing.
this equipment, this mode of being, this way of seeing is outmoded. And even with whatever may be going on with North Korea and the United States or the Middle East, the war is outmoded, atavistic, done. And how do you make it done? You shift within yourself. So the resurrection of spirit, whether one practices it as the raising of Yeshua, Easter, or whether one simply practices it to know that we are all part and parcel of Source, the One, Goddess, God, Allah, Aludamare, whatever your language, our language may be, the field of unlimited possibilities. We all need to take a moment and renew. Because if we refuse, we can run ourselves down. Everything needs rest, renewal, rejuvenation. And then like the phoenix, rising afresh from its own ashes, we are reborn. And we can do this over and over again in our own lives as we recreate, create anew, create newly who we are. And this is so very much the time for it. If perchance you are going through changes in your life, embrace the learning, the lessons, the initiation that you're being shown. It's an opportunity. Now, do we always experience and feel these as glorious opportunities? For the most part, no. Many can feel these things as problems, obstacles, challenges. Meh. So what? I will share. In the last couple of days, when a lot of lovely things are in the process of birthing and happening, my human, my enlightened inclination would be to be jumping up and down saying yes, moving forward, giving gratitude. And I actually also felt dizzy, overwhelmed, sometimes unworthy, guilty, didn't do enough. All of these internal dialogue, conversations that would hold me back and have me feel dense rather than clear and light. And I meditated and I prayed and then I called a friend and I heard her guidance. And I am going to have a session for soul retrieval to clear this. And another session with another friend to clear energetically. And another session with somebody that we have been discussing where I will do sessions on him. He will do sessions on me. Because this is how it is right now. And so wherever you are, it's time for the next step. And if you are someone who is actually in the process of creating something that for you is big, you can be sure, you can be sure, you can be sure that challenges will arise. If you're helping a beloved one with a health challenge, ask the universe for help. It's there. I just learned that someone I know from a course that I am in is helping her daughter who had breast cancer. I'm an Enagic Kangen water distributor, and I drink this stuff all the time. And people are getting healed from cancer, diabetes, acid reflux, autism, so much more with this water. And I've offered it. Whether she is going to avail herself of it is up to her. So open your mind to possibility that goes beyond anything you have ever imagined before. And also be willing to take the step. Back in New York years ago, I was doing some work with a wonderful healer named Elizabeth Stratton. And we had heard about some new possibility, and we laughed. I mean, we're healers, psychics. And it's like we said, if there were a way to go through stuff faster, the healers would be the first one online. The first. It's like, yes, me. And so what we came up with is know that God's source is in charge and live as though it all depends on you, on me, on us. Because if we know that the Creator is in charge and we are the pieces of the Creator and we refuse to do anything, then we're giving up who we are. At the same time, if we act as though it is simply our egos, we're missing the point altogether. So, what can we do now? What does freedom mean to you? Is it freedom of health? Freedom in your body? Financial freedom? The freedom to do the work you choose? In this country, women are still grossly underpaid compared with men. The statistics are horrendous. It's sad and to me shameful. And yet, it's still what it is. Now, does that mean we just say, okay, that's what it is, I'll stay with it? No. It means we take the action to make the change. We do that in a place of being centered. I was doing a reading for a client a couple of days ago, and the reading came out that she, and then me, and then the world, are no longer to use such phrases as, I am behind, I have to catch up. No. Leave that alone. We are in the now. Be always in the now. Be fully present. It's like instead of time being longitudinal, like a line, instead it's more like horizontal. Being in the now, and as though the now spins out and out and out and out and out. Rather than moving forward or backward, it's in the now. We are literally shifting within our minds and our brains and our DNA in our experience and knowledge of life on this earth. This may be a piece of what it is as we shift into living on the fourth dimensional consciously, even as we're still on the third. And as I mentioned today, I was feeling overwhelmed, dizzy, heavy, certainly not light and focused. So I tuned in. And Spirit said, simply get quiet and take one step at a time. And too many of us, I'm in a landmark course, Forum in Action, and we've been dealing with the concept of the fear of failing and coming up with, it really is no such thing as a fear of failing. Because failing is either in the past or the future, it's not now. So if there's a fear of the future, it isn't actual. And if someone is failing in the moment, there's no fear, there's just the experience. And whatever the experience is, one deals with it, one's in it. There's no fear, it's just an experience. And there's always a learning. And in that, there's really no failure. And the spiritual multidimensional aspect of me knows this. And like anyone else, the third dimensional ego aspect can sometimes get stuck. So I'm speaking this because some of this energy is simply going around. So folks, get quiet. Breathe. Do the breathing attunements at the beginning of these shows. Do them. Have any of them, all of them, whichever ones you choose, be a part of your daily life. Do the affirmations, prayers, intentions for being, and take time during the day to sit quietly and recenter and refocus. And for anyone who says, oh, I don't have time, I'm busy, blah, blah, blah. You especially you, take that time. Even if it's 5 minutes, because this centering, this getting in attunement with your real essence is what is going to help save you and move you positively through your day. And so, to celebrate, to actualize, to allow us to really live transformation, I am doing Transformation Day, May 4th, in Fort Lauderdale. If you are anywhere around South Florida and you would like to attend, this is your invitation. Some of what we're going to do, let me just grab out one of my flyers so I can actually share right what it is. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm focusing mainly on women. It's women I'm intending to do this with. However, if men do choose to come and they want to come, I think I will allow them. So I'm keeping it open, but it is women I'm mostly focusing on. So it's Transformation Day, Saturday, May 4th, from 10 in the morning until 6 p.m. I'm not going to give you the place, but you have to register first. And the way you would do that is on my website, themothersmanual.com. My web woman ought to have had all the PayPal connections made. In case, for whatever reason, that's still in process, then definitely call me, 888-757-3223. That's 1-888-757-3223. If you're better with remembering things by words rather than numbers, that same number is 1-888-75-PEACE. This is going to be very experiential. And I am asking people to dress comfortably because we will be lying on mats at certain points. And so you need to be at ease. You will be removing your shoes when you come into this lovely place. It's a vegan place. I will be providing the lunch. It will be a light gourmet vegan raw food lunch. I will be providing the beverage, which will be Kangen water. This is truly a transformation and renewal day. So in this space, you will be bringing forth that which is excellent for your physical, mental, emotional, spiritual self. And it's going to be small, 25 people or less, to keep it intimate so everyone gets time-based personal attention. And so that we can create an easy vibration of trust within the group, And some of what we will do will be transformational DNA meditation, which means you literally can be changing the DNA imprint within you. And part of how we do that is by going into a very deep, easy relaxation, bypass the logical mind, where these shifts happen on an energetic and then a physical frequency. We'll be doing a lifting process. So people, all the participants who choose this, can have an experience of touching the vibration of the higher spiritual realm. We'll certainly do some breathing. So people can learn diaphragmatic three-part breathing. We'll be doing the goddess invocation. Men can do it. It is geared towards women. However, men can also do it. This energy exists throughout time and place and is very needed right now, very, very much. The harmonious experience and expression of goddess as well as God energy, the male and the female, individually and combined, is very important in each human being. And we all have our own unique blend of these particular energies, which are correct for us. And no two people's particular blending have to be the same, and they're not the same. We all have our own unique blending, which isn't to say that two people may not have, as it happens, similar. But like we have our own fingerprint and how each snowflake is unique unto itself, so is this. It isn't a one-size-fits-all by any stretch of the imagination at all in any way. It's unique. We'll be doing the protective prayer. And that's something that will very soon be available for anyone who chooses it to download free on themothersmanual.com. And we will certainly be doing the recapitulation. Now, that is something I learned from Shaman Edgar Delgado. And we used to practice and in groups. And I've taught it. And it will be something we also do on Transformation Day. It will be quite interesting. Very powerful. Gentle and powerful. So I will get everyone started. So everyone will know how to do this. And we'll have worked on at least one situation in their life. So really come to this. With who you are, and with the openness to have transformation occur. Because after we do this, you'll be different. There'll be a shift. It's not better or more or less. You'll be different. And for sure, there'll be energy healing. I will walk around, and whether it's when we do the transformational DNA meditation while you're in it, floating about, not physically floating, although who knows, I will also be doing energy healing. And as I said, there'll be a yummy lunch and this delicious, life-giving water. I will bring some of my art prints, so those who choose to buy one can do so, order one. And there'll be other possibilities. And if you want to know about some of these processes in advance, then this would be a good time for you to get your copy of the Mother's Manual. And again, remember, the first 50 people who write a review on either Kindle or Nook after they buy the Mother's Manual, the big book, the main book, and write a review of what they loved about the book, how the book changed and helped them in some area, or why they feel this is a benefit to moms or anyone else. You don't have to be a mom to even buy the book. Those first 50 people will get a free 30-minute session with me, which ends up paying for and beyond the book. And from what my clients have told me over the years, that can change your life. So this is life-changing steps right now in this time of resurrection of spirit, a time of freedom, and spring and renewal, right before Mother's Day. There is an investment for this, and the financial investment from now up until and including April 22nd is $150. From April 23rd until May 3rd, the investment is $200. And the day of the event, it would be in cash $225. Before that, it's PayPal on the website. Or call me. I'm still waiting for that square thing that is supposed to be mailed to me so I can put it on my little droid and do it right quickly. And again, my phone number is 1-888-788-7573223. And if you'd like to be getting the Goddess Heart Gazette, please sign up at the Mother's Manual. Sign up. It's free. At this point, it's free. And if you would like to be getting the vegan raw food recipes, also sign up. Now, right now, the Goddess Heart Gazette, the email that it comes from is themothersmanual@gmail.com. I am probably going to change that and experiment with the email most people know as my email. Be a Gmail email. That sounds cute. Audrey22@gmail.com. I haven't made it yet. So I'll see what that will be. Now, if there's anybody who's listening that would like to call and ask anything about what we've been discussing, you can call at 661-554-9129. That's 661-554-9129. If not, I was reawakened again to poetry. A new person that I now know, delightful, took me to this wonderful club, Jilu. Education, information, and music, and dance, and poetry to celebrate the birthday of the amazing Salusa, and my friend is Ludwig. So I came prepared also, as I was asked, to read some poetry, which I haven't written in a number of years. I've been more immersed in another kind of writing and launching the Mother's Manual. So Spirit told me to have some poems ready, so I took some, stuff that I would feel comfortable to read on a blog talk show that I felt would be appropriate to the occasion. So I'm going to read, probably in alphabetical order, Awaken. Remember, I'm from New York. Now I live in Florida. However, I am from New York. So all of these were written while I was living in New York. And when I say New York, I mean the city, New York, Manhattan, New York. But those of us from there call the real New York. And I know that can sound arrogant to other people. I have to say, you simply have to forgive us or not. It's a choice. Because to us, that is New York. Everything else is something else. So that's the mentality. And I say that with love and humor. Okay, so here we go. Awaken. After sleeping, dreaming of life, up, experiencing, freshly anew, senses breathing open, alert, sensitive, feeling, antenna probing, reality, ever amazing. Always theory, always changing. Miracle of perception, awareness, the march of life, da 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 da. The drumbeat silently whispers, heart new. Sweet gift of awareness, touching, perfect, oil, lace. Of golden and black, caressing cloud. Thank you. That's awakened. And now, let's see, we will do Blessed Art Thou. These were all written. That was written in 2001. This was written in 2000. Sometimes I put the dates. This was literally written on September 3rd, 2001, a week before 9/11. Of course, 9/11 had not yet occurred. It was New York. It was in the fall. Blessed art thou. In all thy magic, magnificent is how you are called. Miracle maker, rain creator, sun specialist, moon, magic, maze, marvel. Blessed art thou. Thank you for my consciousness. Thank you for my being. Thank you for allowing me to know that I am part of thee. Thank you for creating me. Thank you for creation. Thank you for beauty. Thank you for human myriad magic. Thank you for my furry beef. Thank you for chocolate treats. Thank you for sexy men. Thank you for stunning women. Thank you for everyone. Blessed are the stars that shine. Blessed are grace. Blessed art thou, creator, created, creation. Oh, Alicia. Feel the This one is called Grain. Sometime in 2001, before the 9/11. Grain. A sand grain, beach pebble, blazing white point, existing beyond infinity. Me, you, us. Hissy bee. I love cats. And I, while I was in New York, my home, I had cats for years and years and years and years and years. I love my furry beef. This one's called Hissy Beef. Hissy Beef. you strut, sputtering, flying furball, tail twitching, head biting, growling, mewling, triangulating, silently communing. Now, aerial acrobat, hit the wall, somersaulting, secretly smiling, felicitous felines, penguin tuxedos, trio tricksters, cuddle cat, rambunctious upstart, mini rock lion. And now to one of the shamans with whom I studied, from whom I learned the recapitulation, from whom I learned so much, from whom I learned the shamanic movements I used to practice. I actually would love, love, love to find people doing it down here. It's been years since I've done them, but I would like to do them again, and I would need a group with which to practice. Edgar Delgado, written November 6, 1993, 20 years ago. Whoa! Living rock, green abound, my forest home. Dwelling place of red, brown, orange, yellow. Rustling leaves, whispering, laughing, protecting, blessing. I join you with my heart, stomach, body, soul, emotions soaring. Quiet inside. Calm, peaceful, fruitful, forming, gentle, kind, strong, correct, living with love, smiling. Spirit, shadows, birds, twittering. Which is me? Who are you? Join in life. I. So bright, softly shimmering, arms entwining, carpet grass, moss burn. Fire energy coursing through, earth renew, beauty all, life restore. Now, here's Moonbeam. Moonbeam. This was also sometime in early 2001. Filled with the sweetness of first growth, to peep beyond the surface of rich soil, spring blesses anew, with luxurious splendor softening the land, the shoulders surrender, whispering, whispering. Winter wonders, denuded trees, bare terrain, brilliant skeletons of promised summer to come. Time of moonbeams, lunar laughter and languidity, arrayed in fuchsia fantasy, smiling mysteries of feathery mage transformation. As rainbow fingers beckon. Now. 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 And this was written, this next one, My Warrior, when I was studying with Edgar and what was then my shamanic group. I wrote My Warrior. My warrior is small and quiet, sometimes brave, gift to Marissa. She likes warmth, love, completion, tenderness, strength, soft duration. Dance, sing, cry, wail, hail, speak, steal, set. My warrior chooses to move thought beyond space and time. My warrior loves fire, water, air, and spirit. Move through all with you. My warrior lives through the space of her heart soul. Creates a strong gossamer web of lace and beauty. Here, now, on. And in the same vein, from studying, came this. Priestess Warrior, also 1993. I walk lightly through the air, buoyed by laughter fuel, silence, making no sense, moon wisdom. Love, show the way. Why do I, who sense, almost know, feel it's a play, let myself get trapped in melancholy? Why had I let horror, fear, insecurity, overwhelm run the day? When I know myself, open and free, healer with shining eyes, smiling heart, caress. I lift the world. The healer, dancer, lover in me, twinkle, twinkle, little stars. How I wonder what you are. Fly with you among the world. Yes! Dimensional shift. Drumbeat rhythm, Africa soul, quiet heart, passion fire, brilliant, sparkling spirit of flame. What is real? What a game. Softly, strongly, sensitive, sure, impeccable, honoring, sweet allure. This sky, the earth, clouds, and sea, embrace the world, you and me. Heart, wisdom, lunatic sense, free, free, free. Orgasm? Yes! Warrior priestess, filled with light, bless the universe. Love the night. Now, let me see if I have any more. Yes, I have a few more. Let's see if we have any time to read some of these that would be appropriate, especially for resurrection of spirit, freedom, transformation. Thank you. This was written 8/22/2001, August 22nd, 2001. Thank you. For my daughter, light, love, last miracle, heart song. Thank you. For friends, those with whom I share everything within me. Thank you. For creativity, beauty, brilliance, quirkiness. Thank you. To those who pass, with whom I leap in life, thank you. The music, dancing feet, pearly hair, cat meows, and fur, thank you. For romance, kisses, sweet, someone to massage my feet, thank you. To he who lives inside and out to unwrap his being, presents his soul. Thank you. For my beloved, a treasure unfolding, who shares himself with compassion, thank you. For all we say and the silence is true, for comfort, giggles, fun, adventure, thank you. I thank you deep, I thank you wide, I thank you when I shine and glide, I thank you when I see the sun, I thank you when the day is done. I thank you when I see his face, I thank you before he shows himself. I thank you with my very breath, I thank you for all the rest. When I complain and grouse, feel that I can be no more, thank you. When it seems too much and beyond my ken, thank you, even then. When I hide away and turn from you, thank you, thank you. When overwhelm is my name, when despair is ruler of the game, thank you. Thank you that I can feel, thank you that I am real, thank you for the dream I'm in, thank you for my romantic twin. So different, so unique, so surprising, so sweet. Thank you for abundance of who to be, for choice in how I know to see. Thank you for all that remains untouched by me. Thank you for all the discoveries yet to be. Thank you for he who is my heart, essence, my lover, friend, nirvana, found, full essence. Thank you for all that comes and all that's been. Thank you. For all that is, thank you. For glory beyond imagining, thank you. For whirling worlds within spirals of nebula, thank you. For palm trees, coconuts, ladybugs, butterflies, sand and surf, sun and sea, thank you. For all that you have given me, thank you. For all that's on my plate and more, thank you. For all the new that is to come, thank you. How thank you enough for the blessings in my life? Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Those formed and formless, thank you. For excruciating sensitivity, the ability to touch and know and be, thank you. For loving with all that is me, thank you. For learning, apprenticeship, teachers galore who show me everything, thank you. For possibility, stability, the unexpected vision fulfilled, thank you. For Africa, America, Antarctica in one world, thank you. For all unknowns and miracles here, thank you. That I can say these words, thank you. That I can form syllables, thank you. That I know the most amazing, dazzling people on this earth, thank you. That they create and foster the teeny, the great, the seeming insignificant, the awesome, thank you. That you hear me, that you thank you. Thank you, 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 thank you. Folks, may you be blessed. May you celebrate the absolute rebirth of the glory that is you. May you allow yourself to transform and shift as a caterpillar to a butterfly, although the caterpillar is fine on its own. There is nothing wrong. However, allow the shifts that are upon us to occur, co-create, and be with all that is in the miracle of now. And if you would like to do Transformation Day with me, call 888-757-3223. TheMothersManual.com. bless you. May you know peace and joy, prosperity, health, wellness, love. Thank you.